Dr. Pinsky with a female, IME on Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, Newkirk, N-E-W-K-I-R-K. Tanya Newkirk is a 59-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 10-28-22. Right at that time, she fell while trying to secure a gate. She describes falling on her hands and her back, but injured the left wrist. She was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room afterwards. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be that of a fracture of the wrist. This was treated without surgical intervention. She reports currently continuing to receive physical therapy at the VA hospital in Philadelphia. Paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Newkirk alleges she injured her left wrist at work trying to close a security gate on 10-28-22. Paired medical records show she was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 10-27-22 for left wrist pain. Paired, she had a mechanical fall at about 9 a.m. that morning. Paired, she was closing a gate, and as a security guard, the gate closed towards her, and she fell backwards, landing on her buttocks and caught herself with her left wrist. Paired, she denied any other injuries. Paired, she did have a past medical history of chronic back pain. Paired, she had a physical exam and x-rays of the left wrist. Paired, these revealed acute non-displaced fracture of the distal radius, which extends intra-articular to the radial carpal joint. Paired, her wrist was immobilized and she was treated and released. Paired, she was already taking Tylenol, Advil, and oxycodone at the time of this visit. Paired, new paragraph, she was then seen for therapy on 11-2-22. Paired, this corresponds to the Philadelphia Veterans Administration Hospital. Paired, they noted her mechanism of injury and treatment at the emergency room. Paired, she had a list of several medical issues, including tobacco use, type 2 diabetes mellitus, insomnia disorder, lumbar spondylosis, chronic post-traumatic stress disorder, degenerative disc disease at C5-6 level per x-ray, and depressive disorder. Paired, she was taking prazosin and sertraline. Paired, on 11-30-22, she underwent repeat x-rays of the left wrist compared to the study done on 11-2-22. Paired, there was stable imaging appearance of the intra-articular distal left radius fracture. Paired, there was widening of the scaphoid lunate intervals suggesting scapholunate ligament injury. Paired, she continued to be followed and participated in therapy. Paired, another set of x-rays were done on 1-11-23. Paired, they showed healing distal intra-articular left radius fracture. Paired, there was mild widening scapholunate interval, which may indicate scapholunate ligament injury. Paired, she followed up at the Veterans Administration running through 2-8-23, stating her frustrations about how language had been used by other providers to describe her injury, healing, and prognosis. Paired, they discussed reasonable expectations for her upper extremity rehabilitation at length. Period. She tolerated her therapy session well. Period. New paragraph. She underwent a need for treatment specialist consultation with Dr. Rekant, R-E-K-A-N-T, on 8/28/23. Period. He referenced some additional x-rays, including a report from 1/11/23 describing a healed left distal radius fracture. Period. The report from 11/30/22 describes a distal radius fracture with no step off. Period. X-rays from 11/12/22 describes an overlying cast about a left distal radius fracture. Period. He also reviewed her occupational therapy notes. Period. She was not taking any regular medication. Period. Exam found positive tendinitis and phalanx on the left carpal tunnel. Period. She was non-tender over the left distal radius, which is well aligned. Period. She had full strength at 5/5. Period. He opined she was fully recovered from the left distal radius fracture on 10/26/22. Period. There was no need for additional treatment relative to that. Period. However, her present symptomatology is unrelated left carpal tunnel syndrome that is common in her age category, but not causally related to the 10/26/22 injury in any way. Period. He concluded she had fully recovered from this incident and can return to pre-injury work activities without restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, she wore a thermal type shirt with long sleeves that for the cold day that she simply rolled up for examination. Period. This limited proximal visualization and pinprick testing. Period. Bilateral wrist flexion was slightly limited. Period. On the right it was to 40 degrees and on the left to 45 degrees, although this was the supposedly injured hand. Period. Motion of the wrists, elbows, shoulders, and fingers. It was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5- for left hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrists, and elbows normal. With hand dynamometry, she demonstrated markedly volitionally limited effort on the left, barely registering any pressure at each setting. Period. She did have moderate tenderness palpation about the left distal radius, but there was none on the right. Period. Impressions. On 10/26/22, comma, what is actually the correct date of accident, she fell while closing a gate. Period. She injured her back and left wrist and was seen at the emergency room the following day. Period. X-rays identified a distal radius fracture for which she was immobilized. Period. She was already taking analgesic medication for chronic back pain. Period. New paragraph. She then followed up at the Veterans Administration where she received occupational therapy on the dates described. Period. Repeat x-rays were done on 11/30/22. Period. Her x-rays did demonstrate progressive healing. Period. She saw Dr. Rekant on 8/28/23, who opined she had reached maximum medical improvement for the subject event, but had underlying carpal tunnel syndrome unrelated to this incident. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion of both wrists in flexion. Period. She had moderate tenderness palpation at the left distal radius. Period. There was no swelling, appreciable swelling, and provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. With hand dynamometry, she demonstrated virtually no effort. Period. New paragraph. At most, this case represents 3.5%, permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. End.